Not all of the numbers are in yet, but the most recent campaign finance disclosure reports show the total raised at about $440,000. That's a little more than the 2014 election, about 6% higher, but it helps illustrate the long-term growth of campaign fundraising in Southeast.
I think it's keeping up with the inflationary trend.
Juno's Christopher Clark tracks and analyzes state elections. He's worked as a journalist and a staffer for legislators of both major parties.
There was a time when we looked at $25,000 as being enough to win a House seat, provided you were a decent candidate, and now we're seeing much, much more money raised.
Two of Southeast's five legislative races have no opponent on the ballot, so you'd expect less fundraising. That's true for incumbent Juno Democrat Sam Keto III, a civil engineer and former lobbyist who is seeking a second full term. His House District 33 represents about half of Juno and the rest of northern Southeast cities. Keto's raised close to $16,000, but has spent only about a quarter of that money. But the other incumbent without an opponent on the ballot, Sitka Republican Bert Stedman, has brought in more than $47,000. The investment manager has a write-in challenger, Petersburg handyman Michael Sheldon, who's only raised $100, running his Senate District R campaign. All Southeast races had competition 2 years ago, but Clark says unopposed candidates aren't uncommon.
Southeast does have some history. Pretty much, if you like the guy who's in there or the woman who's in there, then you'll see that they don't get that opposition.
Financial disclosure forms show Stedman, who's seeking his fourth full term, has spent most of what he's raised. A lot went to campaigning with two fellow Republicans who are challenging a Democrat and an independent for House seats in his district. One is Sitka GOP member Sheila Finkenbinder, a former legislative aide and executive director of her city's Chamber of Commerce. Finkenbinder's brought in more than $35,000 so far, and most has been spent. But it's less than half of the $75,000 raised by incumbent Sitka Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins, who's worked with his town's fine arts camp. He's seeking his third term representing House District 35, which includes his hometown, Petersburg, Cake, Angoon, and about 15 other villages. Christ Tompkins has spent about 70% of what he's raised. Stedman's also been campaigning with Ketchikan Republican Bob Sievertson, a retired city employee who's challenging independent incumbent Dan Ortez, also of Ketchikan. Sievertson's raised a little more than $35,000 on his own, but another $40,000 has gone into a separate committee supporting his candidacy. The main contributor is the Accountability Project, a conservative Anchorage-based political action committee. Clark can't recall that happening before.
In some ways, that's almost par for the course up north, up in the South Central area, and in those highly competitive races that are happening right now, as a matter of fact. But here in Southeast, that's something we haven't seen. And I think that they are indicative of what people see as probably the closest race we have here.
Campaign finance reports show one-term incumbent Ortez, a retired teacher, brought in a little more than $70,000. He spent the majority of that amount. He calls Sievertson's PAC contributions dark money. The final Southeast race in House District 34 pits Republican incumbent Kathy Munoz, a former gift shop owner, against Democrat Justin Parrish, who works with special needs students. The district is based in Juneau's populous Mendenhall Valley and includes some other capital city neighborhoods. Munoz, who is seeking her fourth term, has the fundraising lead with $82,000. She spent about 70% of that amount. Parrish has raised close to $40,000. The latest finance reports filed with the Alaska Public Offices Commission show he's spent about half of that. I'm Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.